Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. We go behind the headlines for a brief update on those demonstrations taking place here since the acquittal of former police officer Jason Stockley and the shooting death of Anthony Lamar Smith. Joining me in studio are St. Louis Public Radio executive editor Shula Newman and reporter Willis Ryder Arnold. Good to see you guys again.
Hi.
Happy Hello. Friday. Shula, and there is some news coming out of the Board of Aldermen this morning related to this general subject.
Related to the general subject, not entirely unexpected. Mm-hmm. Alderman Megan Green introduced a proposal today that puts limits on police use of force. Specifically, it limits when police can use chemical agents, such as pepper spray, in order to subdue protesters. And it also creates a mandate around when police can issue an order to disperse, that they have to do it through some sort of a speaker system that people can hear from 40 feet away, and they have to do it at least once, if not more. So that's up there. There's a lot of controversy about whether or not this is even necessary or if it's overkill. So we'll see what happens with it. It was only introduced today.
Introduced, so it'll be a while before anything gets passed or not passed.
Right.
Presumably, the protests will be continuing because that's what the protesters say they're going to do.
That's what they say.
Willis, this week there were some notable arrests, a number of arrests, but a couple of them were quite notable.
Yeah, so basically there was one major action that took place on Tuesday night where protesters blocked off traffic on Interstate 64 and marched from kind of the Compton exit to the Jefferson exit. And nearly 150 people were arrested, including Representative Bruce Franks and Reverend Starsky Wilson, who served on the Ferguson Commission.
I know you had an opportunity to talk to Starsky Wilson. What did he have to say that was noteworthy?
He said a couple of different things. One of the things that I found most noteworthy was that he kind of said that some of this is still the response to Ferguson Commission report suggestions not being implemented since that report came out, that a lot of the same issues are still part of the police and judicial system. He also said that Mayor Lyda Crewson is kind of the full stop to where police accountability is and that she needs to be more involved.
How did he feel about having been arrested? I mean, he is a notable personality, to use that word again, a man of some stature in this community.
He is, and he's someone whose work kind of transcends both nonprofit status and the business world. He's a civic leader and a leader in the church. And he really felt like it was something taking part in the action was something that's necessary to continue to draw attention to what he perceives as issues in the police and judicial systems.
Shula, backing up a little bit, there was a demonstration on Sunday that was a little different than anything we've seen heretofore and could be potentially very important.
It could be. It was a very interesting tactic. Rather than gather and block traffic, they gathered on North Kings Highway and essentially gave a pep speech to all the protesters that were there saying, today we're going to go do voter registration and we're going to talk about how people can get jobs. And they broke up into groups and scattered throughout North St. Louis, where the voter registration rate is lower than the rest of the city, and voter participation rates are also lower. So it was a voter registration drive. I don't know if they're planning on doing this again, but it was certainly an interesting way to spend a Sunday.
Willis, is there any way to gauge the disposition of the protesters, if you will? I mean, are they they feel like they're making progress in what they're trying to do, or
I think it depends
stalling?
On, yeah, I think it depends on who you speak to and what's happened most recently. Tuesday night, people were very upset about the levels of the number of arrests that were made and what protesters perceived to be a lack of communication from the police informing them about what they should do once they exited the highway. So people seemed upset. Then Wednesday during the day, as people were released, there seemed to be high spirits. And I know that some of the folks say that the applied pressure is continuing to draw attention to these issues, which is a positive thing from their perspective.
Well, there are a lot of people who are angry about that closing the Highway 6440.
That's also
even
true.
For a brief period.
Yeah.
You know, I just wonder if the protesters have in mind that maybe they lose some allies when they do something like this. People who might be disposed to support them get ticked off about things like this.
I think for some people that is a potential concern, but they really view this as a tradition of the marches that happened in Montgomery and happened in Selma in the civil rights era that happened decades ago. And so they see this as a continuation of that, something that really will over time highlight the disparity and help people understand the level to which people's lives are really impacted.
Shula, back to the City Hall, if you will, and near City Hall, Kim Gardner also making some comments this week indicating she wants to get involved in this somehow.
Yes, definitely. She's this is a circuit attorney for the city, and she's asking for $1 million so that her office can handle police investigations into police-involved shooting separate from the police department. Currently, the way that it works is the police department, there's a police-involved shooting. The police department investigates its own and then hands all the material over to the circuit attorney's office. Jennifer Joyce, the former circuit attorney, did have her own investigations going, but she was dependent on whatever the police department found. And Kim Gardner's point is that this is problematic because the police are investigating themselves. How can we trust them to actually hand over all the evidence? How can we trust them to dig the way that she would do as a prosecuting attorney? So, so she's asked for that $1 million to hire 11 people to get this off the ground. Again, like Megan Green's proposals to the Board of Aldermen, this isn't entirely unexpected, but the chances of it actually happening are probably pretty slim.
While we're on the subject of money, I noted in the Post-Dispatch this week that police have earned some $4 million in overtime pay during all of this, which is exactly contrary to the objective of the protesters who are trying to have an economic, a negative economic impact on business here, to make their point.
Well, I did see a tweet actually that said something to the effect of, the police department can thank protesters for a good Christmas. But I mean, honestly, it might be good for the individual police officers, but this is difficult for the city. This cuts into the city's finances. So I would argue this actually does have an adverse effect.
And it's right in line more or less anyway with the objectives of the protesters.
Right.
One quick thought, Willis, before we have to say goodbye, regard to the Ferguson Commission and its report and it, as a template for what the protesters want. That's pretty much what they want. What's in that commission report, isn't it?
Yes, I think that they'd very much like there to be more attention to the recommendations that were made and for the mayor's office and police and the courts to adopt some of the recommendations that they made. There's some overlap with immediate demands made by protesters regarding stricter use of force policies and a removal of discretion given to police officers in that instance. But then there are broader issues regarding a special prosecutor for use of force cases, an adoption of a use of force statute for fleeing suspects, and a couple other things that are laid out that aren't specifically spoken to as strongly by protesters right at this moment.
All righty. Well, I'm going to thank you, Willis Ryder Arnold, for being with us. Shula Newman, thank you for being with us. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.